Welcome to the Search Storage UK special report podcast on multi-protocol storage. I'm Anthony Adshead, Bureau Chief for Search Storage UK. Today's speaker is Chris Krantz, Senior Technical Consultant with B2Net. There are four questions in today's podcast. The first question is, what is multi-protocol storage?
Multi-protocol storage is a unified means of addressing storage using a variety of access protocols. Some of the more common methods of block-based storage include SAS, Fibre Channel, iSCSI, and now Fibre Channel over Ethernet. File-based access tend to include just NFS and SIS, but can include other transport methods such as FTP and HTTP. There are a wide variety of products today that allow multi-protocol access. These vary from major storage systems addressing many petabytes of storage down to the other end of the scale with simple servers that present local disk via various interfaces. Multi-protocol means different things to different vendors, but the basic level would be the ability to present both block-level and file-level storage from the same product. However, despite the fact that a single client can present multiple storage protocols, the system cannot present the same data via both block level and file level. Block level storage gives the system receiving the storage the perception of direct access to the underlying disk. Often this is done through a form of virtual layer where the storage appliance can still have some control of the data in the layout. The server still needs to place its own file system on top of this block-level storage, so the use cases are as varied as the products available. File-level access allows multiple end users or systems to access the same data. The file system is controlled by the storage appliance, and so it has much more control over the data in the layout. Often, deduplication, compression, security, and encryption are used in conjunction with file-level access, as the storage system can have direct control over the data and the files. Some vendors address multi-protocol storage by putting together a variety of systems that make up a single storage pool. This often has a front-end gateway appliance or server that does the conversion from a SANS native protocol into a multi-protocol solution to suit different applications. This allows a virtualization of the storage and complete transparency from where the storage is actually allocated to. This also allows separation from a dependency on a particular storage vendor, however, does leave a dependency on a gateway vendor. Other vendors provide multi-protocol storage solutions, but in a limited fashion. So you may be able to choose from either a SAN-based iSCSI and Fibre Channel solution or a NAS-based NFS and SIF solution, but not both. This limitation, however, is starting to see a decline as vendors are making use of either gateway appliances or providing multi-protocol functionality directly in the storage system.
The second question is, what are the benefits of multi-protocol storage products?
A key benefit of multi-protocol storage is the ability to provide different tiers of storage from a single system. Top-tier systems can have Fibre Channel storage available on the fastest, most redundant spindles. Next tier can have iSCSI storage available on slightly lower level spindles. Then file-level data where access latency is less critical can simply be serviced by SIFS and NFS and placed on slower SATA disk. This allows administrators to be very accurate and efficient in providing and controlling the correct storage tier to their correct application level. Many storage vendors allow moving presentation between Fibre Channel and iSCSI, and some now offer dynamically reallocating storage between different tiers of disk. This makes a multi-protocol storage system very dynamic that can adapt to a company's changing requirements. In itself, this feature is a key benefit and requirement of many cloud architectures, where storage provisioning and the accuracy of its placement is essential to dynamic adjustment and allocations. This is essential to the offering of storage as a service, which many vendors are now showing. Often companies have a dynamic set of requirements for centralized storage, an Oracle-based accounting system, Exchange, SQL, user shares, backup dumps, archiving, and more commonly virtualized environments. Having to have different storage systems for each application set can get very costly and difficult to manage. Being able to present all this storage with a single investment in disk is a key benefit that companies are looking for. Now, more than ever, administrators want dynamic systems that can be used to address a variety of problems and storage requirements. Administrators get a single interface and single system to manage and deploy storage for all areas and systems. This reduces the administration time and costs for a new storage system, but increases its flexibility and functionality. Storage administration can often be given directly to application administrators to control and monitor.
The third question is, what challenges does managing multi-protocol storage present?
Multi-protocol storage does not come without its challenges, however. Because a single storage system is serving to multiple applications and users, it can easily become a challenge to manage and keep track of. Storage is often very easy to configure and deploy in a multi-protocol storage system, so application administrators often find themselves suddenly in direct control of their own storage. Although this allows them to manage the storage directly and dynamically adapt to their application needs, it doesn't take into account the other systems that are attached to the storage system. This often means that other services can suffer by dynamic actions and adaptations. System usage and performance can be difficult to measure and apply metrics to. As different protocols have different metrics and levels of acceptable performance, it is impossible to apply a single metric view to all applications and services. This is a real challenge for administrators trying to keep track and a close eye on their multi-protocol storage system. This has prompted many vendors to produce complementary monitoring software that integrates with a variety of software applications, such as Exchange, SharePoint, SAP, and so on, and also with the storage system to provide a more complete view of the entire infrastructure. Administration often falls into application administrators who are not fully experienced with centralized storage, and companies often fail to deploy a best practice set of procedures for managing and deploying systems. This means that storage can be assigned and carved out in a very ad hoc basis, with little planning, and a storage system can often become overused and undermanaged. Careful planning and control procedures need to be put in place with any multi-protocol storage system, more so than with traditional storage arrays, to allow a company to grow efficiently into the system and still guarantee the required levels of performance. Scalability can often be a problem with some solutions, as systems designed for entry-level SMBs will not scale out, and the upgrade path is sometimes limited.
Final question is, to what use cases is multi-protocol storage suited?
One of the most common use cases for multi-protocol storage is heterogeneous environments, where different systems need access to centralized storage, and the choices of protocol are limited by applications, systems, or user. For example, this can allow an Exchange server to address its mailbox stores via Fibre Channel, but allow an email archiving solution to archive emails to a SIFShare, and out of the same storage system, you can then present users' home directories. This makes multi-protocol a very tempting solution for small SMB and SOHO environments. A single appliance can be used to power an entire company. This is further enhanced with server virtualization technology and fits in with many of the key requirements for centralized storage against the full feature set of server virtualization. A more simple use case of multi-protocol storage would be to allow both Windows and Unix users access to the same file shares. The storage appliance is then often responsible for translating Unix and Windows file permissions to keep control of the data. Continuing on from this, another use case is mixed Unix-Windows infrastructure. Being able to present iSCSI to Windows and NFS to Unix from the same storage system allows storage administrators to stay dynamic and maximize their investment. This type of architecture is not fit for every scenario, however. If the requirement is for dedicated storage for a specific application or guaranteed performance and latency levels, then multi-protocol may not be a perfect fit. Obviously, if dedicated storage is required, then there may be no requirement for multi-protocol access anyway. It may be the case that there is only requirement for fibre channel based storage access, as all servers will be serving the applications directly. If guaranteed performance is required, then multi-protocol storage appliances can sometimes cause headaches if the deployment is unplanned. Often it's difficult to police access to the storage and dedicate certain service levels to different protocols. For example, a large SIF storage area may overload a storage controller and impede the system's ability to service block-level storage. Often a system can outgrow its initial design scope, as the variety of access methods makes it very flexible, and provisioning storage for extra applications is done easily and quickly. This is one of the biggest causes of performance issues with a system that has been running fine and fit for service over the years.